Hey there, money nerds. Welcome back to another Money in the Morning. I'm Joe Saul-Sehy, Average Joe Money on Twitter. Pop on the headphones, grab your cup of coffee. I got mine. It's a little bit rainy here this morning in the basement. I was just looking, what's the deal with all the cryptocurrency podcasts out lately? It's crazy the number of Bitcoin podcasts I have to choose from now versus just 3 weeks ago. It's like I saw in the news just recently that OG and I, in fact, were talking about Kodak. Now, the price is through the roof because of the fact that there's so much cryptocurrency going on. We're not going to talk about cryptocurrency today. Today, we're going to talk about two things. One, we're going to get back to basics because there's a great headline, great story that I found about savers and why raising interest rates might be good. And we hear in the media all the time that rising interest rates, not very good for us. We're going to think differently about that on today's show. And also, we're going to go through a list that was on Investopedia just in the last couple of days, a headline about the top five ways to make sure that 2018 starts on the right foot. So while on our bigger show, Stacking Benjamins, we have our opinion. I thought we'd also get the good people at Charles Schwab's opinion, and we'll walk through their list of the top five ways to make it a great year. That's coming up. But first, this show is presented by Stacking Benjamins Courses. You know, if you're going to learn, who do you want to learn from? Those nerds that talk over your head, like the people that fix your computer, or from the people that you have fun with every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Well, guess what? Our business partner, Kathleen, she saved 50% of her income, 50%. And she and I teach you how to do exactly that same thing. Not as hard as you think it is. Head to learn.stackybenjamins.com. All right. You got a busy day. Our goal here is only to go through a few quick headlines. So let's get this party started.
Hello, darlings. And now it's time for your favorite part of the show, our Stacking Benjamins headlines.
First headline comes to us from thestreet.com. This one is written by Robert Powell. Mr. Powell says the Fed's tightening monetary policy, the yield curve is flattening, and credit spreads are near historically tight levels. What does that mean for people saving and investing for retirement and for people already retired? What changes should investors consider for the fixed income portion of their portfolio? It's funny. We hear all the time that interest rates are bad. And when I read this Street piece, I thought, what a different inflection that we never hear, right? Interest rates are going up and we think, oh man, it's harder to get a car loan. True. It's going to be more expensive to get a mortgage. Mortgages aren't directly tied with what the Fed does, but because it's based on the yield curve and the treasury, you're going to see mortgages also go up in cost. So it's harder for us to get loans. We're going to pay more in loans. But remember, when it comes to saving money, it's exactly the same for us. If banks aren't making as much on those loans that they loan out, then the CD rate's not going to be as high. When companies go after debt, they do it very competitively. So top-ranked companies will offer a debt instrument, like a bond, based on what everybody else is doing. Hey, if I could get 2%, if I get somebody to buy my bond for 2%, why wouldn't I do that? Well, if everybody else is offering 5, why would I take your 2? So nobody's going to do that. So a rising interest rates, very, very good for long-term savers. We can finally get some good interest rates at the bank, which, you know, when we're looking at a high of 1.5, and we've got Beam on the Stacking Benjamin show talking about 3%. Oh my goodness, that's fantastic, right? Maybe not so much. This piece says that the good news is that rising interest rates beneficial for investors over the long term. Quote, this increases the coupon component of the overall return, the dividend, the bond yield that you get. Ward said over the short term, there may be price declines, but they tend to be very short lived and offset to a degree by this coupon component. Which brings me to the last thing I want to talk about this headline. When people go out and buy bonds for the first time, if you're going to do that, first of all, take OG's advice and think to yourself, do I really need a bond? Maybe not. But if you insist on buying a bond, here's what you want to look at. Everybody looks at what's called the coupon on the bond, and that's the interest rate it pays if you buy it direct or buy the bond at the market for exactly the price that was originally offered. So bonds often are offered in $100 increments. So let's say that I buy a bond directly for $100 and it's going to pay me 7%. That sounds pretty good, doesn't it? But the problem is most people buy bonds on the open market. What you want to remember is this other thing called yield to maturity. And I like looking at that because here's what yield to maturity is. If the bond is priced so that it's actually at a higher price. So let's say that I got to pay $105 for that bond. Well, now that's going to go against that dividend that I get. That dividend that was 7 or 8%, let's say, that looked pretty good. If I'm paying $105 for it versus $100, that yield might be, it's reflected in the amount I paid. So it's going to be a lower amount of money. So yield to maturity is what I'm looking for. And if you're buying a bond, I always want to ask that. Because if I hold the bond to maturity, what's my real interest rate going to be? And in that case, depending on how long a bond that is, maybe it's only 4 or 5%. So good stuff there from the street. I'll link to that in our show notes. Our second piece today comes to us from Charles Schwab. And actually, before we get to that, let's go take a look. We've got the peeps over here in the basement watching us live, looking at us creepily while we do the video. I don't know where my head is today. Maybe I haven't had enough coffee. Sam, hey Sam. Sam says, what about inflation? Well, sure. If we're paying more, and we're looking at higher and higher and higher interest rates, there's the propensity then for inflation to speed up. So we've got to watch out for that. But we still are on a different side of the fence if we're savers, don't we? While low interest rates are fantastic and actually I'm going to think through that for a second, for conservative savers, higher interest rates are good. For long-term savers that are looking at more aggressive companies that maybe can take out debt cheaper, if I'm somebody who's not playing the dividend game at all, well, then certainly a low interest rate environment, I'm more on the train of let's keep interest rates as low as possible. So great point there by Sam. Bill says, I'm on the OG train when it comes to bonds, does not like bonds. Sam asks, are you worried if China stops buying U.S. debt? Well, our interest in inflation may just skyrocket. Of course, we always have to be interested and worried about, Sam, about events around the world. And China just passed a huge milestone. I wish I had that in front of me, but just passed an absolutely huge, huge milestone of buying up debt. And I feel like it's a game of Monopoly, right? And we don't do politics on the show, but certainly if the company, the country that has all of the money of other people's money, they've got a huge stockpile now, not just of US money, but of worldwide currency. So it'll be interesting to see where that heads longer term. All right, let's move on to our second headline, which comes to us from Investopedia. And that is 5 ways to be financially successful in 2018. This is by Donna Fulscato. She says, the new year's off to a strong start, judging by the stock market's performance 2 weeks in, but that doesn't mean investors should take their eye off the ball when it comes to managing their finances in 2018. That's particularly true if there are plans to spend on a trip or big ticket item this year, from setting a realistic budget to amping up retirement savings efforts. Charles Schwab laid out 5 moves to boost financial success this year. Charles Schwab reached out to us actually for the Stacking Benjamin show to come on. And we just didn't have time. We had Gene Chatsky coming on talking about the end of the year. OG and I had our top 5, Mary Beth Storjohan. So we didn't have time. So I thought I'd go through these because I did think that the things that the Charles Schwab experts offered were some pretty good stuff. Although I think we can build on it. The first one on their list is to make a realistic budget and stick to it. So we all know the importance of setting a budget and sticking to it, yet far too many people ignore the practice altogether. A budget can be important because it enables you to know how much is coming in and how much needs to go out each month. You know, our Stacking Benjamin's show interview Mitchell Walker on January 1st about setting budgets. I love what he said. And he's a Warren Buffett guy, actually worked for Warren Buffett. He said that budgets empower you to do more. Like, if you know how much you can spend on an item, it's freeing because you can set money aside for those things that are important that you really, really want this year. It's really, really good stuff. So check out that Mitchell Walker and the pouch plan budget on January 1st. But I think the big thing about a budget for me is not about the line items. Like, I like the Tiller spreadsheet. I think those spreadsheets are awesome. I love using, I use Clarity Money for my day-to-day looking at my expenses. Love that. But when it comes to a budget, if you're budgeting with somebody, if you have a budget partner, if you have a spouse, a significant other, budgets for me are about communication, because it always seems like one person is doing great, that they're like completely on top of their money, and the other person is in fantasy land, right? Just everything's going great, right? Isn't it? Until it's not. And when things aren't going great, you know what happens? That person who's in fantasy land starts blaming the other person, which then creates resentment. So I love the budget meeting. Cheryl and I have a budget meeting once a week. And I'll tell you, there's some weeks we don't do it. And when we don't do it, our money does not do as well as when we have it. I love the feeling of us being on the same page about money. And it tends to, you know, that week just goes better when we have our Sunday budget meeting. So I think the takeaway there is talk through your budget if you have somebody that you're planning with. Let's look at their next one. Increase retirement savings. Homes, cars, and even a college education can be financed, but the same can't be said about retirement. As a result, it's important to save as much as possible for your golden years. According to Schwab, regardless of what else you have on your list of goals for 2018, retirement savings should be high up. And I love the gauntlet that OG threw down on our Stacking Benjamins top five. And that was, can you raise your savings in your retirement plan by 0.5% this year? If you can do that every month, you're going to raise it by 6% by the end of the year. And if you set that first as your goal, how great is it going to be at the end of the year? If, let's say, you only reach 4% more, that's far more money than what you had before saved. And I love those type of challenges. So let's see who meets his challenge. But I think your takeaway is, regardless, bump up your savings. I recently decreased some of my personal expenses, got rid of a couple subscriptions, and immediately went to my Rise account and raised the amount that I save into my Rise account for vacations, because we're headed to Germany in September. People are going to get sick of me talking about my trip to Germany, like everybody got sick of me talking about my trip to Southeast Asia. But we're doing a bunch of planning for that, and I want to pay cash completely for that trip, use points to either go round trip, we'll talk about this later, but either go round trip all on points or one way first class. Not sure which one I'm going to do, but I really like either business class or first class when you fly internationally. So that's our challenge. Bump up your savings. Next on Schwab's list, make saving automatic. Saving aside money in savings accounts doesn't mean that you have to sock away a ton of cash each month. Even $50 or $100 a month can go a long way in increasing the amount of money you've saved. Some people can't save automatically very easily, because they work for themselves. And so that number goes up and down. And for that, I still like to automate things using apps that make that easy. I love the Tip Yourself app, where whenever you do something nice, you just throw some money in the tip jar. I use that too. When I go out on a nice run, like this morning, it was kind of rainy out, so I tipped myself $10 because I got my butt out of bed and I still ran, even though it was raining. And I'll tell you, every time I go out and run in the rain, I think, I'm not going to do this today. I'm totally not going to run today. And I think of that Jim Gaffigan comedy when he says, I'm not training for the Olympics, but when I get out there anyway, even though I'm not training for the Olympics, it's worth $10. Put it in my tip jar. And you know what's funny? When that money's not in my checking account, guess what happens? I don't spend it on other stuff that I don't remember. So love that. Takeaway number three here is automate. They've got a couple more. I'll go through these very quickly because I like these. Create a financial calendar. I love taking important events like that meeting. I love taking that and making it automatic. That having it on your calendar and making it a date that you have to stick to means that you probably will stick to it. And if you don't stick to it, you're going to feel guilty because it was on your calendar and you didn't do it, right? Versus saying, I hope or I wish that I could do that. And then last, get started investing. Saving's important for your financial well-being, it says, but investing is what will make your money grow. Good stuff there. Thanks to everybody watching live on Facebook. Coming up, by the way, on the Stacking Benjamin show, we have a fantastic show coming up on Friday, OG, on the roundtable for the first time this Friday. So that's going to be a good time. Also, I will be in Seattle. So for those of you in the Seattle area, come on out. Drop me a line either here on Facebook, Twitter. Send me an email, joe@stackingbenjamins.com, and tell me that you're coming so I have enough space. It already is looking like it's going to be our biggest meetup ever. It's going to be Friday, the 19th of January from 6 to 8. It would be fantastic to see you and to meet you. It's always crazy when you think about anybody at all listening to the Stacking Benjamin show or here to Money in the Morning. All right. So cheers in here until tomorrow morning. Tomorrow morning, we're going to have Money in the Morning early, this, and we also are going to have our usual 1 hour chat. So 11 o'clock Central on Thursdays, SB Live. All right. That's enough of me babbling. Have a great day, everybody.
Money in the Morning is created by Joe Saul-Sehy and is brought to our channels by our producer and engineer, Richie Rutter-Reese. Stacking Benjamins and Money in the Morning are for entertainment purposes. Before making moves, consult with your financial advisor. Looking for training sessions? Kathleen Selmans has a great suite of Stacking Benjamins tools, so head on over to learn.stackingbenjamins.com. Hoping to chat with us on the web? Say hello to Shannon Cowan, our social media guru and community manager in our Facebook group. She can be found at stackingbenjamins.com/basement. From the basement, I'm Joe's mom's neighbor, Doug. See you tomorrow.